Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be brief. First, I am in complete agreement with Ambassador Varma that numbers come second, structure comes second to the question of what we're trying to do, what we agree to try to accomplish. And that's particularly true when we're looking at the ISU, which of course exists to assist us and support us in our efforts. That said, the proposals we are entertaining with respect to the ISU are in support of our broader ideas about the intercessional process. So there's a logical connection there. Obviously, if the vision we have for intercessional work doesn't find favor, we would need to revisit these ideas as well. But our thinking was to propose an expansion of the implementation support unit by up to two positions, and there were specific reasons for that. First, the S&T element. If we are in fact to have a more structured, dedicated review process for science and technology, which we think is an important thing to achieve, we've taken a look at S&T review processes elsewhere in the international organization system. We've looked at some studies of these as well. And one of the consistent themes is that while you can structure review processes and advisory processes a number of different ways, their success or failure often hinges on the availability of suitable staff. You need staff that have the time, but also have the right mix of expertise, both scientific and technical knowledge, and also an understanding of multilateral and international processes so that they can help to produce reports that are timely, responsive to the needs of states parties, and ensure that the whole thing works. Sorry for my lack of elegance, I'm winging this. It seems to us that it's a critical feature. It's not one that's built into the structure. It's one that's often overlooked. The second element, sir, is when we look at a number of the elements that we have previously agreed on for ongoing work. The sixth review conference had language tasking the ISU to serve as a network, if you will, coordinating offers of and requests for assistance on CBMs, which we'd like to see more actively undertaken. There was at one point a database of national implementation documents, which has fallen into disuse. We'd like to see that continue to exist and thrive. There has been the assistance and cooperation database, where we've heard some concerns about the adequacy of the whole project, its responsiveness. There are proposals for an additional database on Article 7. It seems to us that to give these various tools real effect, we need a person in the ISU whose task is not to staff our meetings, but to support actual implementation and capacity building, including international cooperation efforts that have real direct benefit for our countries. So that's the second place where we see a need for an additional person. Again, we're not necessarily wedded to these ideas, and they certainly are premised on the idea of an agreement on the types of work that we're going to undertake. But that was our initial thinking. Thank you, sir.